And with that, it does move us a little past the 2 o'clock central time hour. Thank you all who are looking to provide some comment during our public hearing portion of the meeting. Again, this is the public hearing portion, and this is designated to provide comment on finalizations only. If you're looking to comment on other items, that will take place during the open forum, which will follow the public hearing. And with that, we will throw it to our staff attorney, Mr. Nick Michaels, who will oversee this portion of the meeting. Mr. Michaels.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As a reminder to our public who wish to comment, a couple of things. First, before you address the commission, please state your name. We are making a recording and we need that for the record. Secondly, you will be limited to 3 minutes. I will be keeping track of time. I will let you know when that 3 minutes is up, at which point you need to wrap up your comments. We will start with agenda item number 6, which is waterfowl hunting season. Is there anyone present here in person who wishes to address the commission about the waterfowl hunting season finalizations? Seeing no one, is there anyone present online who wishes to address the commission about the waterfowl hunting season finalizations? If so, please raise your hand. Seeing none, we'll then move to agenda item number 7, which is the finalization on prairie mountain lion hunting. We'll first hear from Nancy Hilding.
You hear me now?
We can hear you, Nancy. Go ahead.
Okay, tell me when I have a minute left, please. Okay. I sent you guys a letter, and I tried to get it onto your machine, but your machine wasn't working. So allegedly, the staff are going to give you a copy of my letter, and I will post it to the Prairie Hills Audubon website later so other people can see it. And I'm going to reference some of the things that I have in this letter. We object to the hound hunters, which there's not a lot of them. It's either 100 or 200. I can't remember. And the other hunters, the boot hunters, are 2 to 4,000. So you're talking about 5 or 10% of the hunters. And if you look at the amount of lions that are typically killed in the Black Hills and in Custer State Park and on the prairie, the hound hunters are maybe getting a third of the lions when they're 5 or 10% of the hunting public. And they continually ask for more, constantly asking for more. And they're a very teeny, small part of the public. And there's a whole lot of public that doesn't hunt and wants to know that an apex predator, the mountain lion, still exists on public lands that we go to recreate on. And we might see a mountain lion footprint, or we might actually see a mountain lion. It's rare. So I think this is an unfair distribution, not an equity of the public lands to let the hound hunters. They're so efficient. If we have breeding populations in small areas on the places like the Custer-Gallatin National Forest, the hound hunters are going to wipe them out. And I don't know if I said it already, but in the early 1990s, a Forest Service staff on Custer-Gallatin saw a female with cubs. We can have breeding in small populations, such as on Oglala Sioux Tribe and Rosebud Sioux Tribe lands. So I am now going to point out to the fact that I suggested
you have 1 minute,
some. All right. Well, you can make changes to a rule proposal based on comments received at the public hearing, and I assume that includes written comments. And we wrote down that we want to change to the lactating females rule, and we want you to create different units with names on them, and we want the prairie unit to have a name instead of everything outside the Black Hills Fire Protection District. And we've been saying this for a very long time, and it keys into what the tribes are going to complain about on the prairie elk, that we think when we have breeding populations on Oglala and Rosebud and Cheyenne River for many years has had resident lions, but it can't prove breeding, and that the lions have very large territories. And when you're shooting a lion on Caucasian inholdings on the reservation, you're affecting the tribal management.
Are you sure you did this,
Nancy? All right. So I wrote these down in my written comments, and you can consider changing a rule proposal based on comments received during the hearing. Okay? Thank you.
We'll next hear from Julie Anderson.
Can you hear me?
We can. Go ahead, Julie.
Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Julie Anderson, and I live in Rapid City. I'm sorry. I have my comments that are kind of interconnected, so I'm going to have to comment on two things here. I oppose the expansion of the Prairie Mountain Lion hunting season area for ethical reasons, and also for the fact that this proposal is not based on science. Rather, it is to appease a small special interest group, namely hound hunters. I object to the bighorn sheep hunt based on the same principles, with trophy hunters being the special interest group for its season. Killing animals for entertainment and profit over science is not acceptable. Outfitters and Facebook wannabes have taken the place of biologists and public opinion. This is an assault on nature, killing the most healthy animals for trophies and running an animal to death as a test of skill, even lactating mothers. The callousness and reckless abandon unleashed in these proposals has no place in nature, only in human greed. As with the bighorn sheep, these animals hang out at the visitor center and are favorites of the public that get to see them. The reasoning for the proposal and discrediting of some of the comments was justified as we are only killing one animal and away from public view. Killing one or ten is not the issue. But with this agency, only killing one justifies the action of killing a healthy individual in a population that is prone to disease. That reasoning is not science, but simply someone's desire to bag a bighorn sheep. Public comments make it clear that we do not approve of hound hunting or trophy hunting. March and April's opposition to the Prairie Mountain Lion Hound Hunting Amendment has 151 people opposing to 25 people supporting. In bighorn sheep season, has overwhelming opposition as stated at the March meeting, and April has 5 votes opposing to 0 supporting. The heart of these proposals is public land, and this agency does not own public land. The public comments for both issues have made this fact clear. Public land belongs to all of us, and as a resident of South Dakota, I object to both of these proposals. As commissioners, will your vote today reflect the will of the people? Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, you are limited to addressing the Prairie Mountain Lion hunting season at this time. We'll next hear from Paula Von Weller.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
We can. Go ahead, Paula.
Hi there. My name is Paula Von Weller. I am a biologist and a resident of Deadwood, South Dakota, and I'm commenting as an individual and not as part of a group. I strongly oppose the expansion of hound hunting on public lands in the prairie. I think hunters are the minority, and the use of public lands for hound hunting lions does not represent the values of the majority of people who recreate and value our public lands. Hound hunting is inhumane, outdated, and is not fair chase. Hounds provide an unfair advantage to the hunters looking for an easy kill. And I would like to believe that the majority of hunters out there value fair chase principles. Hound hunting does not. Additionally, the prairie has few trees and objects for lions to climb and escape, which increases the physical toll of being pursued by dogs. Lions are designed for quick, short bursts and not extended chases. The practice also increases the risk to the hounds in the event of direct lion-hound physical interactions that are the result of few trees and objects for lions to escape to. The pursuit by dogs is incredibly taxing and has the potential to harm females that are supporting kittens, as well as separating them, endangering both females and kittens. Hound hunters are far more successful than boot hunters at killing lions, meaning eventually that will lead to fewer hunting opportunities for boot hunters. And potentially this move just also increases the interest in hound hunting. And as noted in previous meetings, there are many, many reasons why it's important to maintain a healthy lion population. So any expansion of hunting will have a negative impact. And ultimately, I believe that hound hunting should be prohibited in South Dakota and not expanded. And I appreciate your time. Thank you for the opportunity to comment.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Tate Wells.
Madam Chair, Secretary of the Rural League, Commissioners, my name is Tate Wells, South Dakota Houndsman and part of the Houndsman Association. Sitting on the board as Vice President, it is our mission as an association to protect, preserve the privileges for hunting hounds in South Dakota, establish deep-rooted relationship with houndsmen, their dogs, and the general public. In order to leave a long-lasting legacy for our youth and future generations, I support the proposed rule change being made to use hounds outside the fire protection district and starting a track on public land. It's a big step for houndsmen, and for that we thank you. I'm looking forward to working with you in the future, and I appreciate your time, and thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Brett Robertson.
Hello.
Go ahead, Brett.
Yes, I was just getting on here to be in support of the starting of hounds on public ground rather than having to start on private to pursue onto public grounds and letting that opportunity be outside the Black Hills Fire Protection District. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Jeremy Wells.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Jeremy.
Madam Chair, Secretary Roebling, Commissioners, thank you for your time today. Obviously, I strongly support the use of dogs in all of South Dakota, but what's at hand today is to be able to start a track on public ground versus having to start it on private to pursue onto public. So not a big change anyways. It's clearly now there's already a year-round season, no limit. Game Fish and Parks does not want to manage for cats outside the fire protection district anyways, where we get a lot more rancher conflicts and whatnot, which is already on the rise this year anyways. I've received several calls in the southern Black Hills from ranchers that don't have deer left on their place. One in particular said he had 9,000 acres and he has 5 mule deer. He can count them on one hand left on his ranch. So with that being said, I'd strongly support this, and we need to move forward with other mountain lion opportunities, so with hounds. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Cody Johnson. Hey, Cody, if you're there, maybe try to signal to our staff, but we'll move on for the time being to... Okay, can you hear us, Cody?
Yes, you got me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I strongly support the use of hounds on public land, outside the Black Hills, even inside the Black Hills. But for today's sake, I say outside the Black Hills, open public lands to public hunters. Boot hunters aren't going to be able to manage lions. Outside the Black Hills, they've proven they can't do it in the Black Hills. Yeah, that's it. I support it.
Okay, thank you, Cody. Is there anyone else present here in person today who wishes to address the commission on the Prairie Mountain Lion hunting finalizations? Anyone present in person? Is there anyone present online who wishes to address? Okay.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, this is Patrick Weimer. I'd like to say it's good afternoon to the commission. You guys are doing a good job. As a houndsman here in South Dakota, I support the rule change in the current prairie lion proposal. This will allow public lands to be better utilized by all, not just a select group. Though it should have been implemented long ago, I'm very pleased to see the commission and the department acknowledging the need for the change, and for that, I thank you all. I hope we can continue to move forward with more opportunities for houndsmen in our area. With the decline of our mule deer in the southern hills and the removal of our mountain goat season, I think we can all agree that there are many other places in South Dakota that houndsmen and our dogs could be utilized as a selective management tool. Though we don't get to hunt lions in the fire protection district without the aid of dogs, I know if they were to be implemented, it would drastically change the age class of lions being harvested and in turn give us a healthier harvest of lions that are impacted our big game animals here in South Dakota. I appreciate the opportunity to speak in front of you guys today, and hopefully we continue to move forward on this matter. And thank you guys. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Anyone else present online who wishes to address the commission on Prairie Mountain Lion hunting finalization? Okay, then we will move on to agenda item number eight, boating safety finalizations. Is there anyone present here in person who wishes to address the commission on boating safety finalizations? Seeing no one, is there anyone present online who wishes to address the commission on the boating safety finalizations? Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item number nine, bighorn sheep hunting season. We'll first hear from Nancy Hilding.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, well, I'm not going to talk very long. We're concerned about the Deadwood area of Rocky Mountain sheep, and you got lots of public comments about that for the March meet.
Are you still there, Nancy? Nancy? Okay. Sounds like she was done. If that's not the case, Nancy, go ahead and raise your hand and let our staff know. But is there anyone else present here in person who wishes to address the commission on the bighorn sheep hunting season finalizations? Is there anyone else present online who wishes to address the commission on bighorn sheep finalizations?
We got Paula Vaughn Weller.
Okay.
Hello again, this is Paula Vaughn Weller. I live in Deadwood, and I oppose the bighorn sheep hunt. It's merely just a trophy hunt for one animal. These animals hang around town. They've been in my yard. It's sort of like, it's not really a hunt. It's just like going in the grocery store and picking a candy bar off of the shelf. I think
instead of a hunt, if some education would be nice. People like to look at the bighorn sheep, so why not make them just a tourist feature of the town instead of somebody needing to put a head on their wall. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else present online who wishes to address the commission on bighorn sheep? Okay, then we'll move to the final agenda item, number 10, the prairie elk hunting season finalizations. We will first hear from Nancy Hilde. Are you there, Nancy? Okay, we'll move on then. Julie Anderson. Julie, are you still there? Okay, we'll move on.
Can you hear me? Can you
yes,
hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead, Julie.
Okay. I would just like to add my voice in support of the tribe's objection to the prairie elk hunting season. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Brad Carlin.
Chair, fellow commissioners, and Secretary Rogan. My name is Brad Carlin from Reliance, South Dakota. I'm a farmer rancher in the Reliance area. I'm here today in support of the Western River Prairie Elk Unit expansion as proposed, which would include deeded land within the Lower Borough Reservation. I would like to first point out that the Lower Borough Department of Wildlife website states under the licensing tab, notice, no non-members wishing to hunt non-Indian-owned deeded land must obtain permission from the landowner and possess a state of South Dakota license before hunting. That's on their website. Which is why we, as deeded landowners, are here supporting the proposed proposal to add deeded land within the Lower Borough Reservation to the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks West River Prairie Elk Unit. In the previous commission meetings, the concern was brought up in the area of dangers related to possibility of trespass. In the case of the deeded landowner granting the hunting access to their guests, it is a much smaller acreage, so it is easier to communicate all boundaries to the hunter. I say this in comparison to the whole reservation unit. The concern about landlocked hunting area is an issue for the tribe as well as the deeded landowner. The tribe has landlocked hunting areas that are even located out of the reservation boundaries. Obtaining an elk license in the West River Prairie Elk Unit is not an easy process for a guest hunter. In many cases, it takes several years of submitting applications before a guest hunter is successful on drawing a tag. It takes a higher level of dedication by the guest hunter wanting to hunt, which is much more likely to be the more experienced hunter that's doing the hunting. Also, I have found that most hunters today are using new technologies such as Onyx on their phones, which has greatly reduced the likelihood of trespassing occurrences. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll next hear from Tyler Frederick.
Welcome. Thank you, Madam Chair, fellow commissioners, Secretary Robley. My name is Tyler Frederick from Reliance, South Dakota. I'm here today in support of the West River Prairie Elk Unit expansion, as proposed, which would include private deeded property on the reservation. I'm a fourth generation farmer from Reliance. I grew up on the farm. It's my home. I'm raising my children in hopes that the farm can continue for generations. Our family owns and farms several thousand acres inside the boundary of the reservation, and several thousand more bordering the reservation. On multiple occasions, I've jumped elk out of my fields while doing field work. In 2022, it was around 5 elk. In 2023, it increased to roughly 20 elk. And by fall of 24, we had a herd camped out of 40 elk in one field. And there's been reports in the area that the number's a lot greater. I'm very concerned about the direction this elk population is heading if continued to left unmanaged, and the negative impacts it's going to have on our farming operation. Without this change, deeded non-Indian landowners are currently being forced to be a sanctuary or safe haven, with no one having the legal right to hunt that land. And I believe that it should be the landowner's right to determine how the elk are managed on his or her property, with whether or not he allows someone access to hunt it. While I do not believe expanding this hunting unit is going to completely solve our issues, it is a big step in the right direction. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. We'll next hear from Charlie Bowe.
Madam Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary Rowling, my name is Charlie Bowe. I live in Chamberlain, the farm and ranch is North Reliance. I support the proposed changes to the Prairie Elk Unit. One thing that happened to me is around Christmas time, I had some elk run through a fence, and I, end up fixing the fence in the cold weather. I don't like fixing the fence that well. So I decided I'd put in for a Prairie Elk landowner preference. And a couple days ago, I got a call from the CO, and we went back and forth a couple questions, and basically he denied my application because I didn't have 500 elk units. And, I thought to myself, if I had 500 elk on my place, I probably wouldn't have enough feed for my cattle. So I think we need to adjust that a little bit. And further, I think we need to grant the landowners, ranchers, a lot of grace when it comes to the Prairie Elk. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here present in person who wishes to address the commission specifically on the Prairie Elk hunting season finalizations? Is there anyone?
Thank you, Commission. I'm Ben Dorman. I farm in the Kennebec, South Dakota area. I support the changes made in the finalization on the 2025 West River Prairie Elk season. As the boundary is currently drawn for the 2025 season, it does include the private deeded land within the tribal boundary, which would include most of my farm, and that gives us an opportunity to at least help with management and control of these animals. So that's all I have.
Is there anyone else present in person who wishes to address the commission on this topic?
Dalton Grassel, I'm a conservation officer for the Lower Williston Tribe. I was here at the last meeting, so I won't say anything again. I'm just here to reiterate on behalf of the tribe our opposition to the proposed changes. I would like to add that Game Fish and Parks made the comment that part of the reason they're doing this is they do not want to micromanage all of these splinter elk herds, which works out well because we do want to micromanage our elk herds. We have the staff, we have the resources, we have the desire. So we would ask you to let us manage our elk. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else present in person that wishes to address the commission? Is there anyone present online or phoned in who wishes to address the commission on the prairie elk hunting season finalizations? If so, please raise your hand. Nancy, can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
We can. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry I got disconnected before. So I'm going to read you the letter that we sent in on this. I'm speaking for Prairie Hills Audubon. At your March meeting, we listened to the comments of 5 wildlife staff and 1 attorney of Rosebud Sioux Tribe, Lower Brule Sioux Tribe, Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, and Oglala Sioux Tribe in opposition to expanding the area of the pre-WRA Prairie Elk hunting unit to overlap the reservations. We found their arguments convincing. We support and endorse their positions and requests. And that was taken at a board meeting of Prairie Hills Audubon, that position. We are concerned over the United States' past adverse history with the tribes, wars and conquests, years of broken treaty, the Allotment Act, the subsequent loss of tribal lands, and the shrinking of reservation areas with court cases and discrimination against tribal people. We join with the tribes in fear that extending the WRA Prairie Elk Hunting Unit to overlap reservations will result in disproportionate harvest of the reservation share of elk by non-tribal hunters. We also feel that it will result in trespass into tribal lands by non-tribal members and also they're hunting in Indian country without tribal licenses. We believe elk have cultural significance to tribe, and Game Fish and Parks should expect that, and that tribal wildlife departments had invested money in their elk populations and resources, invested in bringing their elk populations up or creating them. We are disturbed that at least one tribe claimed that you did not give them advance notice and thus did comply with your memorandum of understanding with that tribe. There's at least one. Also pursuant to South Dakota Codified Law 154-5, which is called Consultant with Tribal Governments Regarding State Programs, you have a statutory duty to consult with tribes when your actions would affect tribal people on the reservations. And I hope under the Roden administration, we're going to have better behavior with respect to tribes than under our previous governor. Standing Rock Sioux Tribe did not testify at the March commission meeting, and we hope you have complied with South Dakota Codified Law 154-5 and consulted with them. We hope that you can work with the tribes to come to some sort of negotiated settlement of this dispute. And until that happens, we expose the expansion of the West River area Prairie Elk Hunting Unit to overlap the West River reservations. And listening to everybody talk, maybe you need some sort of legislative. Maybe you need some kind of legislative change to some laws in 2026 to address this. Thank you very much. Right. Bye.
Thank you. Is there anyone else present virtually who wishes to address the commission on the prairie elk hunting season finalizations? Matt, can you hear us? Hello, Matt? Mm-hmm. Pat, if you're there, can you raise your hand?
He's unmuted. Does he need to push it a certain number?
No, he's unmuted. He can talk.
Matt, we're unable to hear you. We're trying to get you unmuted. Is there anyone else online? Matt can hear us. There being no one else, Madam Chair, I believe we can end the public hearing portion of this meeting.
All right, very good. Thank you to everybody who participated to share comments with us, whether through writing to the commission, joining us virtually, and those of you that are with us in person today. We very much appreciate you taking part in the process. And with that, it is 2:50.